A really beautiful friend of mine helped me to put words on paper, so I am actually going to read this and not try and speak it well, because I won't. I can organize my way out of a lot, and I do a lot of work behind the scenes, but that's not what today is about. My heart in sharing my story today is to give you a window into who God is making me into, and not some projection or shielded exterior. I want to share a story about God who is good, to tell you that life doesn't have to go your way all the time in order for God to be good. I've had many conversations with people regarding perceptions, that if we have enough faith, people will be healed, how we'll get what we want. But the reality is that whether these things happen or not doesn't change who God is. You see, the first day I met Jesus, I came to the conclusion that Randy and our boys would be better off if I wasn't around anymore. And I had made a plan to carry that out. On my way, I somehow ended up walking into a church in Armstrong. The pastor asked me a question, don't know what it was, and I ended up telling him what was going on. He was really scared for me and phoned an older lady that did some lay counseling in the church and asked her to come down and meet with me. She was busy with company and said she was unavailable, but when he pushed and said it was urgent, she left her company and came to see me. I was around 30 years old, and that was the first time I had ever heard there was a God and that he loved me. I had probably heard pieces about Jesus, the Christmas baby in a manger stuff, but this was something radically different. She set up regular meetings going forward, and we went through a study, which was almost a 12-step program based around knowing God. And after that, she took me to a ladies' retreat at Garden Lake, which is where I came to accept Christ. Randy and I were having significant marriage troubles, but had decided to try and make it work. We had purchased a piece of land and built a home on it. One morning, after the boys had gone to school, I was walking around those 22 acres and was struck by the beauty of it all. I knew so clearly that God was right there and that he was good. And despite the fact that life was really raw, really hard, he was still good. And God is so gracious. He took a marriage that was just okay and has given me something phenomenal. I've seen how when you turn to God, he can turn it around. But I've also lost a lot of family members. And I've seen how God walks us through it. He didn't bring any of them back. He didn't stop any of them from dying. But that doesn't change who he is. God's comfort and strength was probably the most real to me after our son Chris passed away. He used people to give me the things I needed, even though I wouldn't have been able to tell you in the moment what it was I needed. I had one friend who would show up with Bible verses on recipe cards. And for months, I got new ones. At the beginning, it was a new one every day, and then one every week. As she was praying, she would send them to me. Sometimes they were hand-delivered, sometimes texted, and for me, that was comfort. That was what I needed. Because when I had come to Christ, I didn't have a church. I had this lady that was teaching me about God, and she introduced me to a couple ladies at the retreat who also taught me about God. My Bible became my lifeline, because I didn't have a home church at that point. Just these ladies and scripture. So to receive those verses from a friend in this incredibly hard time was to point me back to something that I had known from when I first met Christ. My mom passed away in 1991, before I knew anything about God. Before the end of her life, she began attending Alcoholics Anonymous family support group because of the situation with my dad. As she attended the group, I watched her begin to get stronger and find the ability to stand up for herself. Then she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and began to decline. Just before she passed away, Brent and I were living in Armstrong and I was in New West visiting her. One afternoon, she looked at me and said, "I'm okay now." This was completely the opposite of what she'd said before about coming to the end of her life. And she told me to go home and look after my family. Fast forward a couple years and I met Christ. I started exploring a bit about Al-Anon and going to a support group of my own and realized that Mom died a believer. She had all these books in a bag she kept zipped up with covers wrapped in brown paper. But they were what I recognize now to be the kind of conspicuous Bible shape, along with her notebooks and journal. And before she passed away, she gave instruction that they were supposed to be passed along to one of the ladies in the group. Before she died, God made it so that she gave me this really clear picture that you can come to the end of your life and be at, be so at peace with what's coming next that you can say, I'm okay now. It was sad because we could never talk about it in our home, and she kept it quiet in words. But her actions spoke of God providing healing in her life, and this peace that makes no sense. And as soon as I encountered Christ, I realized what had been going on. When we left Enderby and moved to Prince George, we had just built a new home, and the boys had moved away. Randy and I got to a place where we wondered what we were doing and where we were headed. So we started to pray. Both of us, separately, came to understand that God was telling us to sell the house. We didn't know why, but we knew we were supposed to. So we agreed to move forward and put it up for sale. I started looking online for a trailer or something we could live in the event that the house sold fairly quickly. Our son, Chris, came into my office to ask what I was doing, and he said, "No, I think you're supposed to go to camp. There's a facilities position open at Ness, and I think Dad should take it. Look, Paul's on Facebook. You should message him." When I said no, Chris sent the message himself. Paul got in touch with us and said the position was available and sent a job description. We were in Prince George within the next 2 months. 3 days after Randy accepted the position, the director resigned, but we moved up anyway. Randy and I have always been self-employed, and we've always worked together. We moved in 2010, and I spent the next 4 years trying to fit in or find a way to earn my place. This didn't work out really well. We know that God brought us here, but those next 4 years were incredibly hard. 3 years in, our son Chris passed away suddenly. 5 weeks after that, my dad passed away. Life at camp was still hard, and I had no way to fit in. Relationships were tough. Through all this, stress levels were increasing, and self-esteem was a struggle. We eventually left Nest Lake in November 2014, and we used Chris's life insurance money to buy a fifth wheel. And we moved between One Hope Canada camps in BC for about a year and a half doing project work. After spending several months at Lake of the Trees, we had to learn to deal with the grief that had happened in our lives. We bounced between camps and served. Finishing at Echo Lake in September, we knew that the time was coming to an end and weren't sure where to go from there. We came to know that we needed a home church to belong to, and a community where we could put down roots and build friendships. So we decided to come back to Prince George because there was nothing tying us to the Okanagan anymore, and we knew more people here. We bought property on Nest Lake, which we loved, and we stayed at CFBC, where I had worked in administration. We feel strongly that if God places you in a church, then that's your family, and you were not given the opportunity to just walk out. So we stayed. The intention was to try and build friendships, which was hard when we were serving at camp because we didn't have a lot of free time. And when we were on the road, we weren't present either. We wanted to build relationships with people and keep a pretty low profile because we'd been pretty banged up by life over the previous 5 years. Then one day, Patty came and asked if I would ever consider being part of the leadership team. I told her that I would surely pray about it, and if it was something God wanted me to do, I'd consider it. I did pray about it, and eventually came to the understanding that I would in no way, shape, or form ever seek a position. But if someone came and wanted me to step forward, that I was supposed to say yes. 3 or 4 months later, I was approached and asked if I would allow my name to stand, so I said yes. I asked a lot of questions about how things were going, and I think the answers I was given were true at the time. But then everything in the church seemed to fall to pieces. The next year was really awful. The second year was God building back up, and now it seems he's built a core and he's now trying to move us forward. To have made it through that first year was 100% the work of God's strength. I don't like conflict or confrontation. I like to please people, probably way too much. And to come to a place where I have to either abandon what I believe or take a stand, it's allowing God's strength to make it possible. When we were in Enderby, I would suggest that spiritually we were doing pretty good, and there was lots of opportunity to be involved in ministry. But the longer we were at Nest Lake, the fewer opportunities we had to be involved in ministry, with it becoming mostly just labor to be done. This year, as we're more settled, more rooted, the things that I used to do in Enderby, God is bringing back into my life. It's crazy exciting. As I choose to trust in God's goodness and not live in fear of what people are thinking, going to think of me, there is depth in relationship that becomes possible. I've had to learn to initiate relationship rather than waiting for it to come to me, to offer it out to people. I've learned we have to trust God enough to step through the fear and let him work. I'm the only surviving member of my family of origin. Family for me is now whoever will adopt us. Randy has a mom and two brothers that are still alive and who we love, but who don't live here. For years, I wanted this Norman Rockwell picture of a close family, where everyone came over for Sunday dinners and big holiday celebrations. And it's taken a long time to become okay with that not being the reality. I've come to so greatly appreciate the friends that God has given us through our church, and that is our family. All this to say that when I've really needed to know something, God has found a way to show me, to bring me through the hard things, that sometimes life just sucks. But no matter what happens, God is good.